Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Over again now to Oisin at the sports desk.
Thanks, Mary. Good morning. Well, starting with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland are looking to get their Nations League campaign back on track tonight against Greece. The second match of the Hamer-Halgrimsson era kicks off at the Aviva Stadium from 7:45. At least one change from Saturday's 2-0 defeat to England is guaranteed, with captain Seamus Coleman out injured and returning to his club Everton for treatment. Speaking ahead of the game, arguably Ireland's best player against England, goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher said that his desire is to potentially leave Liverpool and prove himself as the number one goalkeeper at another club. The Corkman has served as a backup to Alisson in the Liverpool goal for a number of seasons now and is generally impressed with his performances when called upon. However, any hopes that he is seen as a long-term successor to the Brazilian appear to have been ended after it was confirmed that Georgian goalkeeper Georgi Mamardashvili will be moving to Anfield from Valencia at the beginning of next season. When he sat down with Tony O'Donoghue, Kelleher was adamant that his desire is to be a starter somewhere and suggested that the Merseyside had turned down a number of bids for his services this summer.
The situation at the moment is probably not ideal for myself because I want to play week in, week out, feel like I'm good enough to play week in, week out. But yeah, I think there was obviously bids and stuff in the summer that got rejected. So stuff like that, obviously it's things like that. Not all in my hands, as we say. So yeah, at the moment I'm just trying to do as well as I can when I do get these games, and obviously show my quality.
But with Liverpool signing Mamardashvili, does that put your position as number two under threat, do you think? Well, I mean, what was the logic? Was it explained to you what they were doing?
No, nothing was said to me. I don't know. I don't think I've said I don't want this position of number two. I want to be a position of number one. I want to go and play and yeah, wherever that is. It's for me, the most important thing is to be a number one and to get games, so whether that's at Liverpool or elsewhere, but it doesn't matter. It's just the main thing is that I do need to be playing games.
And what were your first impressions of Hamer-Halgrimsson?
Yeah, really good as well. Obviously very, very positive. He's come in. He wants us to get the right results, which is important. I think he's emphasised the fact that it's obviously about results as well as performance. Which is, I think, is the right direction. We need to get results, and obviously focus is getting to major tournaments, which is his focus as well. So I think he's come in, he's been really positive, and obviously he's using John and Paddy as well, who know us quite well from the last camps or whatever. He's leaning on them as well, which is important, I think, early days for him to use them, and they understand probably better than him at the moment what the squad is like and what kind of shape we're in. So no, it's been really positive, and looking forward to working with him.
That's Caoimhín Kelleher there with Tony O'Donoghue. Now, so kick-off at the Aviva Stadium is at 7:45. We'll have live coverage over on RT2 television and on 2FM. Before that, though, Jim Crawford's Ireland under-21 side welcome Latvia to Tallaght Stadium in a crucial Euro 2025 qualifier. The young boys in green come into the clash in fine form, having won away to Turkey on Friday, and with Sam Curtis netting the only goal there in a 1-0 triumph. That kicks off in Tallaght at 5 p.m. with full coverage on RT2. 30 minutes later, Group A leaders Italy take on Norway. In the League of Ireland, Dundalk FC owner Brian Ainscough has admitted that the club's ability to finish out the season is an immediate concern, while stating the delay in payment to players and staff is a temporary issue. It had been reported earlier in the week that Ainscough was considering his future at Oriel Park, having acquired the club last November, and the current owner said that he was chasing investment in what proved to be a disappointing update for supporters. Dundalk currently lie bottom of the League of Ireland Premier Division. Now, in athletics, Charlene Maudsley signed off her season in winning fashion as she won the women's 400-metre event at the Gala de Castelli meeting in Switzerland. The Newport Athletics Club athlete posted a time of 51.35 seconds to finish first. And there was another great Irish result as well in the 800 metres, as Luke McCann set a new PB of 1 minute 45.33 seconds to finish second behind France's Gabrielle Toole. Mark English himself was third in that race, while Sarah Lavin was fifth in the women's 100 metres hurdles, clocking a time of 13.06 seconds. That race won by Olympic bronze medalist Jasmine Camacho Quinn. And finally to racing, trainer Willie McCreary landed the first Group 1 success of his career when Fisalina won the Coolmore America Justify Matron Stakes at the inaugural Irish Champions Festival back in 2014. This year the trainer has a great chance of repeating that success, and he could be a treble handed to him with Chances, Vespertillo and Ocean Dew duel all likely runners. Principal among them would appear to be Jancis, whose two career victories have come over course and distance.
Yeah, look, she's run twice over the same track and course, and she seems to like the way Leopardstown, the way the race is run. It's going to be the tempo's going to be up again. Would she have the same speed to finish off is another thing. But looking forward to it with her. She seems to be improving every day, and she's fairly coming forward. And she's in good place, and she seems to be very happy in her training there at the moment.
And finally, there's racing in Galway today with the first of an 8-race card off at 3:15.